This evening, we are going to consider on the topic love.
今天我们要讲的是爱。
Love, this is the most common topic to talk about and to preach.
爱是在我们在传福音当中是一个非常普遍性的题目。
And also, it is the most important topic.
而且是非常重要的一个题目。
And also, it is a very difficult, hard topic, especially for the speaker.
也是对于一个讲道的人，这是一个难的主题。
Whenever I preach on this topic, I reflect myself and examine myself, and I am not so worthy to preach on this topic.
每次我要讲这个爱，我就觉得我自己是不配，因为我们做不到这么多。
Tonight, we are going to consider on this very important topic.
所以今天我要讲这个很重要的题目。
Let's turn to First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31.
哥林多前书第十二章第三十一节。哥林多前书第十二章三十一节，
First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31.
十二章第三十一节。
Earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I show you more excellent way. And then the Paul proceed to Corinthians chapter 13. He mentioned about love.
第十二章三十一节讲到说你们要切求那更大的恩赐，那然后第十三章他就讲到这就更大恩赐只是这个爱。
And then he go to chapter 14 verse 1 said pursue love and desire spiritual gift, but especially that you may prophecy. Pursue love.
第十四章第一节他说你们要追求爱。
So here Paul is going to say the love is the most important excellent gift.
保罗说爱是最好的一个恩赐。
And then he explained that chapter 13 about the love. And then go to after that he go to chapter 14 verse 1 pursue love.
第十三章他就讲爱是怎么样的表现，然后第十四章他就讲说要追求爱。
So this show that love is most important things for the God's people to have.
所以爱是对神的子民是一个非常重要的事。
And let's go to Matthew chapter 22.
马太福音第二十二章。
Matthew chapter 22, verse 37.
马太福音二十二章第三十七节。
37 to 40.
第二十二章三十七节到第四十节。三十七节。耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一条，且是最大的。”其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。法利赛人聚集的时候问耶稣说：“论到基督，你的意见如何？”他说：“是谁的子孙？他是谁的子孙呢？”
okay. Yes. The 37. Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart.With all your soul and with all your mind. 38. This is the first and great commandment. 39. And the second is like it. you shall love your neighbor as yourself. 40. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Verse 40, the Lord said, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophet. This means two commandments. One is love the God and love your neighbor as yourself. These two commandments, on these two commandments, all the law and the prophet. Law and the prophet, that means the Old Testament. All hang on. In other words, come from that means all the law and the prophets. In other words, the teaching of the Old Testament come from these two commandments.
就是他说要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神，然后要爱人如己，这两样是所有道理的总纲。
So we cannot emphasize too much about the importance of the love.
我们不能描述更多的爱。
So also before we go to the understand the about love, let me emphasize once more the importance of love.
我再一次的讲解爱的重要性。
So according to the Bible, the God is love.
照着圣经讲，神就是爱。
Also, love is a completion, perfection of all the law and the prophet.
爱就是完全的律法。
And also, the love is the greatest gift of spiritual gift.
爱是最大的一个属灵恩赐。
Also, the John, Apostle John, taught in his letter that love is if you love your brothers, then that proves you are in the light, in you know, salvation, in eternal life.
所以约翰说，如果你爱你的弟兄，你就是在光中行，然后你也是在救恩之中。
If you hate and your brother, if you hate your brother, then you still abide in darkness of death.
如果你恨你弟兄，你就是在黑暗的死亡当中。
So that proves that love is a way of the eternal life.
所以爱就是去进入永生的一条道路。
Also he said, the love is the identity of God's people.
爱就是神选民的一个记号。
Also love, if you have a love, then you will be boldness. At the time of the judgment, you have courage, and so actually you will be not judged.
如果你有爱，在将来审判的台前，你是能够站在台前无所惧怕。
And also, the love is the eternal, eternally remain. Every gifts, every the spiritual gifts must gone. The love stay, remain to the end, eternally.
所有的恩赐都会消失，只有爱是永存的。
So these are the Bible teach us how important the love is.
所以这边就是告诉我们，圣经告诉我们爱是如何重要。
So also we can say that there are two great teaching for God's children in the Bible.
所以在圣经上面有两个很重要的。
The love is the greatest. One is the love is the greatest commandment.
爱是最大的诫命.
And another is preaching the gospel of salvation is the greatest mission.
传福音是我们最大的使命.
Those two, Those two are greatest teaching in the Bible for the God people. But these two, love is the greatest commandment, and the preaching the gospel of salvation is the greatest mission. Those two cannot be separate. We must understand what the love is. And also, if we say he or she is a good person, how do you measure that he or she is very rich, very intelligent, and very talented? How can you measure them up to decide good or bad people?
你怎么样子决定这个人是好或坏呢？是因为他的钱很多呢，或者他很聪明呢，或者是什么呢？你用什么来衡量这个人是好？
If we say he or she is a good person, then you first of all, you take a measure the rule of the love. If they have love or not, so according to that, you can decide he or she is a good or bad person.
如果你要衡量一个人是否好或者是不好，你就是看他有没有爱，就能够判断他是好或者是不好。
You cannot say he or she is a good person because only they have the knowledge, talents, and the power, and the wealthy. We cannot say if they are lack of love. We cannot say they are good people.
我们不会说一个人很有聪明、很有权力、很有智慧、很有这个钱财，然后我们说他是好的人。Then
may you may use a measure a rule of humility, humbleness. If she or she is humble or not, good or bad.
如果我们衡量人有时候也看这个人是不是谦卑，然后我们就说这个人是好或者不好。So,
love is such an important rule to decide a person good or bad.
所以爱实际上就是让我们辨别这个人是好或者不好。So
also, the Bible teaches that our true Christian spiritual life must be followed by fruit of the Holy Spirit. If they have how much fruit they have, that is the real value of the true Christian.
一个真正的基督徒，我们要看他每日所结的果子有多少。
Not we say she has a gift, good gift, healing, speaking, knowledge, and we have many kind of gifts from God. Even though they have such kind of gift and talents and spiritual gift, we cannot say. They are good Christian or not?
如果这个人他很有恩赐，能说能行神迹，能做各样的属灵的事情，但是呢，我们不能说他是一个好基督徒，除非说他是很有属灵的果子。So
we remember Matthew chapter 7, verse 22 and 23. Those people, they work for the Lord and even exercise many spiritual the gift and the miracle in the name of the Lord, but the Lord still telling that those people I do not know.
所以在马太福音上面，主耶稣说，那些人虽然是奉他的名赶鬼，能够行神迹，能够做许多
Why they are not regarded by the Lord is Lord said, you practice lawlessness.
因为为什么主这样子跟他说呢？因为他们没有遵守主的道。
The lawlessness, that means you do not obey law.
你不遵守神的律法。We
understand the love is the perfection of law. If you practice love, then it may well be said that you obey the law.
爱是完全律法，所以你有爱，你就能够行所有的 神的道。
Also, there are many problems in the church. In many cases, those kind of problems will not happen not by the lack of talents, lack of gifts, lack of finance, but by the shortage of love.
所以有时候教会有问题，并不是因为这教会里面没有有恩赐的人，或者是因为没有爱。
So, we have a good example in the Bible, Corinthian Church.
They have 哥林多教会。
They have many spiritual gifts.
他们有一些人是很有恩赐的。
But they are very poor in love.
但是他们却没有爱。
So they have many problems.
所以他们有很多问题
产生。Jealousy.And partition spirit and division and dissent and fighting each other, even immorality.
他们有嫉妒、纷争、结党，甚至于淫乱。
So, the love is such an important virtue the God's people should have.
所以爱是一个很重要的美德， so, 是神的子民应当有的。
So love.What kind of love we have then?
我们应该有怎么样的爱呢？
Mainly divided into two, the natural love, that is human love, and the other is God's love, agape love, holy love.
我可以把它分成两种，一个是自然的人类的爱，然后一个是神的爱。
And let us think about what kind of natural love we have.
我们有什么样的自然爱呢？
First of all, Eros. That is one of the most strongest natural love, human love.
这就是人有这种欲望的爱。
Mainly, it is thought, translated as a sexual love, but it is not so.
这个并不是指爱欲而已。
But also it includes sexual love, but eros, that means the love, that desire to get something for ourselves, for oneself.
这个爱就是我们有一种欲望，想要得到，为了自己拥有这些东西。
This love do not think about others.
当我们有这种欲望产生的时候，我们不会去顾及别人。
Only himself or herself, ourself.
只会管自己。
We may need many things in order to live in this world.
我们活在这世上，可能需要很多事情，很多东
西。We need food.
我们需要食物。
Clothing.
衣服。
Knowledge.
知识。
And money.
钱财。
And the power.
能力。
And also we need beauty also.
我们需要美貌。
All these kind of things we need for this world.
我们在世界上有什么东西？很多东西是我们要的。
That means we want to get all this for ourselves. I need money. I need beauty. I need power. I need the knowledge for myself. All this kind of the desire is eros. Come from eros.
这个爱欲呢，就是指我需要这所有的荣誉，还有金钱、能力，各种东西，我心里想要的东西。
So this eros is not bad at all from the beginning. In the originally, is not so bad. We need eros for our living, for existence in this world.
我们生存在这个世界上面，这也是我们一些基础的欲望，这本来也没什么太多错误。
So It's eros, that is eros. And another is a phileo. This is a fraternity, a friendly love.
另外一种呢，就是友情，友爱。
This is mainly referred to a love between friends.
这是这种爱呢，是在朋友之间的。
We have a word from the philosophy that means love of study, of wisdom, love of knowledge, philosophy. That all come from this, the word, phileo.
所以我们有哲学这个字，哲学这个字也是从这个 philo 这个字 转变成的。
Philology that means study of language, love of literature.
就是学习这个语言文化。
Philanthropy.
哲学。
Love of mankind.
人类学。
And philharmonic, you know, the loving music.
与人与人之间，还有这个爱这个音乐也是。
Philadelphia.That brotherly love.
Love. 还有兄弟之间的爱。
All this word come from philo, fraternal love.
所以这个就是友情的爱。
So the philo, we need also this philo or love, or friendly love also.
我们需要这种友情的爱。
And then another love, human love with.Strong that family love.
再就是家庭的爱。
Family love, parents love their children.
父母爱儿女。
Romans chapter 12 verse 10.
罗马书第十二章第十节。罗马书第十二章第十节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 10.
罗马书第十二章第十节。
Be kindly, okay, if you do.
爱人不可虚假，不是，爱弟兄要彼此相，彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让。
Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love.In honor, giving preference to one another. The using phileo, the stroge and phileo together.
这边就是讲到兄弟之间的友情跟亲情。
We have this kind of family love, the parents love their own children.
就是父母亲爱儿女。
We talk about already the natural human love, three kind.
我们讲到自然的爱有三种。
One eros.
一种是欲望的
爱。And philo.
第二个是友情的爱。
And the stroke.
然后家庭的爱。
So all these three kind of human love is we need. We need this the human love.For our living in this world.
我们活在世界上，我们需要这三种的爱。
Eros, we need.
我们需要。
We come to this world by eros.
爱欲。
And after we came to this world, we need also eros for ourselves. We need food. We need everything for ourselves.
因为我们有很多需求在这个世界上面。
And also, philo also, it will need it for our human life.
我们也需要友情。
We should love each other, friendly love.
所以我们需要与人相爱。
And strong also, we need family love.
而且我们也有家庭的爱。
And but those three, human love, have its defects, weak point.
然而这三种爱都有它的弱点。
In a word, those human love have conditional love.
人类的爱是有条件的爱。
Conditional love. That means, if this condition, if you have some kind of condition in your mind, if they do not have this kind of condition, we cannot love.
如果没有这个条件，我们就爱不下去。
So we are eros, for example, you may want something, you may want knowledge, beauty, and so we want to get some beauty from others, and as long as they have that kind of beauty, that their condition, you can love, but if once...those kind of condition is gone, then you are become cold, cruel and cold, and you cannot love money, everything.
我们在世界上，我们是爱。 这个知识，我们也喜欢美的东西，我们也喜欢钱财。当我们所接触的人，他没有这种条件，我们就爱不下去。They
may have rich money, wealthy, power, knowledge, and beauty. Those you want, that is your condition.
对，你的条件可能这个人是要有。 有钱又有知识
as long as they have those kind of condition that may meet with your desire, satisfy your desire, then you can love. But once all this kind of gone, then you cannot love. This
所以当这些条件都存在这边的时候，你就爱得下去。当这个条件失去了，你就不能再爱了。So
eros, that is a very, very sensual. Momentarily, it will not last long, but very powerful.
所以这种愿望的爱呢是短暂的，不能持久。
If you do not control, it sometimes come to a very dangerous destruction.
但是这种爱情很强烈，如果我们自己不晓得控制的话，那就会导致一些毁灭。
So there are so many stories we can see also nowadays in the society. By this eros, there happened many the immoral things and dangerous things, killing, jealousy. So if you do not control this eros, then it is very dangerous sometimes.
欲望的爱所产生的仇恨、凶杀，还有危险。So
also, phileo, that is good. We need phileo in our life, in our the human life. We should love each other friendly. But you still have a condition there. How do you become friendly? Become friend with them? You have some kind of your own condition and category. You want, then if they have that kind of category and condition, then you can love by filial love.
友情我们需要，所以当你心中有一种理想，说我要怎么样子的朋友来做我的，我怎么样的人来做我的朋友，你已经有一个规范，所以合乎你这个规范的，你就跟他做朋友。
But those who do not have that kind of condition, you cannot love by phileo.
但是没有他没有在你心中所想的那些条件呢，你又不能成为朋友。
Then what happened? Oh, then those group only you can love, but that group you cannot love because they have no any such condition you want there.
所以某种人你能够爱，某种人你不能爱，因为他没有你所爱的条件在里面。
Then what happened? This they become a division, you see, a dissent group, no any unity in that case. If you do not love only by this phileo, they are such kind of very weak point.
所以这种呢是局部的、有限的，而不能是整体的爱。
And the strong are the same. Strove still have a condition, family love. We love our own children because they are our children. They are our lineage. They are same family. So we can love, but we cannot love other family. We of course you try to love, but you love your family so much, so strongly, so the. Only so they you will be inclined to be very cool and no concern about the other family other people.
所以那个如果我们家庭的爱也是一样的，你只能够对自己的家里人很好，因为你对家里人太好，你也没这么多精神去爱那个不是属于你家庭的成员。
You may have a strong unity tie in your own family, but outside, there must be a war between other families and your family. Then it sometimes happened in a church or in some organization also.
也许我们是对家里的人非常爱，所以我们就无形当中围了一个围墙，就跟别人的家庭不能够这么样子相通，所以在教会或在社会都一样。
So all this kind of natural human love have such kind of weak point and defects.
所以所有这些人类的自然爱呢，都有这种软弱，还有这么多的不同点。
So, in a word, all this conditional love.
所以就是有条件性的爱。
If those conditions you want, they do not have, in that case you cannot love.
所以合乎你心中的条件，你就能爱；不合乎你心中的条件，你就爱不下去。
Not only that, if you love this kind of love, then in this love, you love so or much that you sometimes under the obligation of that love you were doing some kind of unrighteousness, evil things as they are because they love so you love so much in your own group, so sometimes they commit a very serious crime and sin.
要拥有自己所爱的东西或所爱的人，那我们就是很强烈，以至于我们有时候是爱错，走错路。
Gang, you see, gang, they themselves love very much. They really, really honestly. They even sacrifice. They even their own life at the risk of their own life. They love each other.
我们知道那些。 那个帮派的人，他们也其实很彼此相爱，他们为自己的人可以两肋插刀。
So this natural love is eros, philios, thrill, is cannot hardly get out of selfishness, oneself, ego, in other words.
所以说我们这个自然的爱其实是为了自己的目的，自己的欲望。
And also this natural love cannot get over the human emotion.
这种自然的爱呢，常常是很冲动。
If we only followed our own emotion, what happened?
如果我们把所有的冲动都放在这些爱上，会怎么样？
We sometimes sacrifice ourselves. We sometimes control ourselves. To do good, to follow God's will, we must sometimes sacrifice ourselves. We must control our emotion. But those human love, it's very hard to control ego, or our own desire, or our own emotion.
我们如果要遵行神的道，常常要自我约束。但是我们如果是顺着我们自己的这种自然的爱，我们常常是没有约束性的。
And another difficulty with human love is it cannot deal, it cannot treat human being universally, equally. Just they discriminate people. According to their condition.
所以这个人类自然的爱呢，是不能够平等化，而且呢，也是有这个叫做什么偏见性。
But love, if you love that way, how can we love the equally? Love that kind of love is produce much trouble also.
因为这样就产生许多的困扰。
This happened in every case of human love, eros and phileo, storge as well.
所以这无论在这三方面，爱欲或友情或家族的爱都有这种缺陷。
And also, this human love may not treat the human as puppets, but human they sometimes treat as the means to get the purpose. In other words, the Bible very clearly mentions we should love our neighbor. That means human. We should love human being. But this human love, they cannot love human. They have some kind of purpose to love that people. I want to get something by means of that people. So that kind of thing happens sometimes by human love.
主耶稣教导我们要爱我们的灵舍，但是我们如果是用我们的自然爱的话，我们爱不下去，因为我们是有目的而发挥我们的爱。
You may love someone, but in the deep, in yourself, you do not love that person. But you want to get something out of that person, then what happened? That kind of love is not pure love.
所以也许我们看起来对这个人很友善，但是在内心深处你并不一定真正爱他，因为你是有目的要来跟他相处。
Also, this sometimes happens to conflict with truth and righteousness. If the true love is not delight in evil, but rejoice with the truth. The 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 6, Paul said, but this love is not necessarily, not always delight in evil.
常常也违背真理跟神的意，因为哥林多前书上面说，我们要不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。但是我们的自然爱呢，常常违背真理的。
In order to accomplish their love, they sometimes ignore the righteousness, truth, and they may delight in evil. They do not be used with the truth because they have more stronger love.Human love.
所以那个一般的这种自然的爱呢，常常与真理相对，因为他为了要达到他自己的目的，他有时候可不按照真理来爱。
And now let me finish one more defect of human love. It is uncertain and transient, changeable.
所以这个人类的爱呢是。不稳定，而且容易改变的。
It will not last long, but always changeable according to their condition.
它不能长久，因为你条件换了，它就不能爱了。
The shortest leaf is eros love, eros. This is the shortest one.
最短的是。
Eros love is very short leaf.
爱欲的爱是最短的。
You see, it will surely, without hesitation, to start to change when the condition, for example, beauty, change to ugliness, plain, then they will also, they want to seek strong. This strong man, not always strong, but become weak. And this rich man is not always rich, become poor, then they leave.
对呀，像如果这个人是很美丽，但是他的美丽消失了，
so,
那就不能够再喜欢他。如果是这个人是很有钱，那他有一天他是穷起来，或者是他有能力的人，他这个能力也消失了，所以你就开始离开。
It will not last long.
所以这是不能够长久。
Always changing.
总是会改变的。
So this is the greatest defect of the human love.
所以这就是人类的这个爱的那种最软弱的地方。
The stork with the longest one, longest love, human love.
最长久的爱就是家庭的爱。
The parental love to the children is the longest, I think.
父母对儿女是长久的爱。
But this love is not everlasting, not long.
虽然长久，却不是永远。
You see, everyone knows we have our own children.
我们都有自己的孩子。
Maybe under 10 or under maybe 15 or then they stay under their parents' love. They enjoy, they satisfy parents' love.
孩子是十岁、十五岁，他们也许还愿意跟家里待在一起，他能够享受父母的爱。
Once they become older, maybe teenager, 20, then they start to they are not satisfying parent love. They do not want to stay under the parent love.
如果当他们是青少年时代了，他们就不再觉得父母的爱这么重要。
They want to have seek after some.Other kind of love.
他们需要友情。
They want to love their spouse, want to find their spouse, and they want to have their own family.
他们需要家庭，所以他也有需要他的要有这个对象。
And then they may leave from their parents.
然后他可能会离开父母。
So what happened? Then the parent love cut off there.
所以就好像断绝了父母的爱。
And love, it is very important to give. Also, it is very important to receive.
爱是要施予，也要接受。
I told you, eros is to receive love, receive something.
那爱欲是去接受什么东西？
Agape, that's God's love to give love.
神的爱却是施予的爱。
But those two is.The equally important.
这两样是一样的重要。
If you have agape, but if someone do not have eros, you cannot do agape. Because I want to give some love, but there is no one to receive my love, then I cannot give my love. So those two is the equally important.
那样子的爱，但是却有没有人能够接受我的爱，那你也是不能够。
So parental love, that's the longest lived love, human love, but it also have a limited and uncertain, sometimes changeable.
所以虽然父母的爱是最长远的，可是呢，它也可能会有改变的时候。
Parental love is not everlasting love.
它并不是永久性的爱。
Once, even though your parents love you so much, but once they are dead, what happened?The love is cut off. Parent love cut off.
父母亲虽然很爱我们，但当他们离世的时候，我们就没有再有父母爱我们。
Not only that, there are so many bad parents in this world. As bad children in this world, same.
那不但这样的，世界上还有很多不像父母的，也不像儿女的。
And between parents, children, there are so many problems.
而且在父母跟子女之间也有代沟。
We can see from TV and from newspaper, some parents kill their own children.
我们也看到这个世界上也有父母杀儿女的。
And there must be a complicated long story there.
那一定是一很长久的一种复杂的
关系。Anyway, that kind of thing never happened. Should not be happened.
这不是正常现象。
But and we have that kind of very.Kind of a miserable tragedy in this world.
但是这世界却有这种悲剧。
Also, children kill their parents.
也有孩子杀父母的。
Those love between parents and children is not perfect love.
所以那种是并不是一种很完整的爱。
Let's see Psalm chapter 27 verse 10.
诗篇第二十七篇第十节。诗篇二十七篇第十节。
Psalm chapter 27 verse 10.
诗篇二十七篇第十节，
Psalm chapter 27 verse 10。
我父母离弃我，神必收留我。
You
verse 10.
Verse 10, yes.
I read.
Yeah. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me.So David wrote this psalm. So parental love is good and long lived, but it's not everlasting and unchangeable.
大卫写这个诗，他是描写说父母的爱 虽然是长，但是并不是永远不改变的。
So all human love have such a real vital defect and weak points.
所以所有人类的这种自然的爱都有许多的弱点。
All human love is conditional.
所有的这些爱呢，都是有
条件性的。Only God's love, agape, is unconditional.
只有神的爱是无条件的。
So we need this kind of agape love.
我们需要神的爱。
There are so many kind of love, human love in this world.
这世界上有许多人类的爱。
It is not problem for us not love in this world, but we do not have a real pure love in this world.
我们这个世界上没有真正的爱。
Like water flooded. In the flood, you can see the flood when you have a flood.Then around us, everywhere, the water.
如果当那边有大水淹水的时候，我们只看到水。
But trouble is no water to drink. Drinking water, no. Even though around there are so many water around us, but we have no drinking water there. We must drink the water of the flood.
所以虽然是淹水，但是我们不能喝水，没水喝。
So this is the real condition of nowadays in our
society.
So we need the pure love, God's love.
虽然满世界都有人类的爱，但是我们需要的是那个神的纯粹的爱。
We may think about the agape love next time.
我们下次谈神的爱。